A lot of small businesses in this country need help. In many places, an increasingly common sight is an empty store window with a for lease sign. Small businesses have been hard hit in this economy, and it's particularly true in California. Small business bankruptcies are up 81% in the state, according to one report, and that is nearly double the national average. Gloria Hillard brings us one story behind the statistics.
The only thing you can see in the window of this empty storefront is Keenan Gray's reflection. He's wearing a red jacket, his hands in his pockets, staring into the vacant space.
Well, we pretty much gutted it. There's not much left of it.
All that remains of the Edible Arrangements franchise he and his wife opened in the spring of 2008 is the faint imprint of the sign above the blue canvas awning. They had dreamed about owning their own business for years, Estella Gray says. The first day of business, she remembers being nervous and excited.
We were determined. You know, we are going to excel at this. And we did. We did pretty good. We fought tooth and nail for a long time, trying to keep the doors open with this attitude.
Their store was located in a brand new strip mall in this once booming high city desert of Palmdale, just north of Los Angeles. But when the housing market collapsed, people started pinching pennies, and fancy fruit arrangements like the Grays were selling, well, they soon became a luxury.
We pretty much cleaned out the savings, everything, in order to pay payroll and keep people paid and try to continue on, and we tried our best, and, you know, now it's just, we're down to nothing.
They've begun proceedings to file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection for their business as well as personal finances. They're not alone. Close to 19,000 California small businesses filed for bankruptcy during a 12-month period ending in September of last year. That's nearly two times the rate of 2008. Eric Clark is a bankruptcy lawyer with the Southern California firm Borowitz & Clark.
This is by far the busiest we've been in the last 12 years. And there's no end in sight right now.
Clark says tight credit, falling home prices, and high unemployment have contributed to what he calls a perfect storm for small business bankruptcies in the state. And people like the Grays, he says, are typical of those coming into his office.
Obviously, they're entrepreneurial in spirit. Most of their life savings in a lot of these cases have been poured into these businesses. Their entire sense of self is tied up in the success of their business.
What's been worse, the emotional investment or the financial one?
Good question. Emotionally, it's definitely tore me up. You know, financial, it's bad too, you know, but you can always bring it. I don't know.
Gray still has his real estate license, but given those prospects, he's now looking for other work.
I need to catch up. You know, I'm so far behind. I need to, you know, go get a Walmart job or something just to bring some extra money into the home.
On the day I visited them, moving boxes were stacked in various corners of the home they purchased 5 years ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah, boxes everywhere. Please excuse the mess.
The five-bedroom house is in foreclosure, and the family of six and their bulldog named Elvis are moving into a rental home about 10 minutes away. It's hard to even ask what's next.
You really can't make any plans. You know, you think about what you're going to do tomorrow when you're just trying to get through today.
On this day, they had a yard sale. The next thing is the move. Sometime in the next couple months, they will need to attend two administrative hearings in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court of California. And then they will try and rebuild their lives. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
You'll find more in our series about how small businesses have fared in the recession at our website, npr.org.